Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of our Q&AD segments here with Gene. My name is Ben Waite, and I'm joined by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Ben. Thank you for doing this.
It is always my pleasure. Our first question for you today, Gene, comes from Joe in Akron, and he wants to know, what is it like for the basketball team traveling to Hawaii and back? Is that a rough turnaround?
Yeah, it is, particularly this year. Thank you, Joe, for that question. You know, they traveled back on Thanksgiving Day and landed at midnight. And while it was tough, you know, these young men, they use their technology on the plane to try and entertain them, and they probably slept all the way back. I haven't asked them, but I'm sure they slept all the way back because they had three contests in a short period of time, and had an opportunity to enjoy the beauty of the Hawaii, but at the same time, I'm sure they were tired coming back. So it's a quick turnaround, but it's well worth it.
Our next question is from Sean in Urbana. It's another basketball-themed question. How does Columbus get the women's Final Four, and would we ever get the men's Final Four here in town?
Yeah, you know, I have to compliment the Greater Columbus Sports Commission, Linda Logan and her team, who helped lead us through the process as the institution. We are the host institution. We work with Linda and her team to place the bid. And then we work with our corporate partners, our corporate leaders in our community to ensure we have the financial backing to be able to attract that type of event. And the team made a presentation in Dallas to the selection committee, really proud of everyone who went down and how well they did in the selection process. But, you know, we had to sell Columbus. Fortunately, they were here before. The student athletes and all of the participants and all the fans had a great experience last time. So we were coming off of that platform, but I think our team did a great job in the presentation. Having the hotels that we have now really helps in the arena district. So really special. We can't secure the men's Final Four because that requires a larger venue than what we have. They play those in domes and because they attract more. So we don't have a dome at this point in time. Who knows down the road? We might have one, but right now we don't.
Our next question is from Katie in Loveland. What organizations do you enjoy working with outside of sports, Gene?
You know, probably Sheila and I, my wife Sheila, we do a lot of work with the King Arts Center. You know, it serves a population of people who, you know, who really enjoy the arts, and it's in a community that is not as strong financially. So we really like helping and working in that particular area. I do enjoy the arts, and my wife enjoys the arts. So we spend a great deal of time helping the King Arts Center. Just came off of the Columbus Museum of Art board. Enjoyed going to the Columbus Museum of Art just to take in all the different exhibits that existed there. And so those were kind of two that we really embraced.
Our final question today is from Lee in Xenia. Gene, how do you judge the overall success of Ohio State athletics? Is it all based on wins and losses?
You know, that's a great question. You know, you never try and judge your programs just on wins and losses. There's so many other metrics that you have to pay attention to. First and foremost, you know, when we recruit, we go into a family's home and we talk to the mother and father, or sometimes single parent home and or guardians, and we make a commitment. Give us your daughter, give us your son. We're going to help develop them as a person. We're going to help them get their degree. We're going to help them be a part of a championship program. And then ultimately, we're going to help them find a career path. And all of our student athletes are different. And so making sure that we stay true to that promise So having a culture where our coaches and our support staff go to where that student athlete is, because all of them are facing different challenges. So how do we make sure we're sensitive to that? So the culture is critical. And making sure that academically we're on top of things. I really pay a close attention to how well we do in the classroom when our student athletes can compete in all their classes, just like they do on in the pool or the field or whatever. And then, of course, yes, wins and losses matter. That's what it's all about for us. And so it's culture is really critical. And so recruiting character into that culture is important. So I judge so many different things, but those are kind of the top of the pyramid things.
Well, that does it for another Q&AD segment here on the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance. Thanks, Gene, and as always, for your time and your insights. Really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. If you would like to ask Gene a question, you can submit yours at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. But until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.